Hello and welcome to John Wayne Lied to You, the storytelling podcast featuring me, John Wayne, the pretty much frozen outer body shivering, quivering, quaking right now. Loins are aching, but the heart inside is warm and thawing. And now I'm here with you. That's right. I am fresh from the El Bambi Valentine's Market here in Houston, in the Heights area, where I had a table selling my wares. You may be aware of my wares, my books and records and stuff, and it was a great time. It really was. It was very cool, and it was fun. I was by my buddy Josh, HDM Designs. Check him out. And you know, Tracy Lavoie was there, Tebow, and man, it was great, but it was freezing cold, like freezing. And for us, like, I know I'm in Houston, and maybe if you're listening to this and somewhere else that's cold all the time, our cold isn't the same, but man, for me, it was pretty damn cold. It was like hovering between 40 and 42, maybe. I think it dropped down to 40 before we left. Degrees, and we're standing outside, like we're set up outside on like the sidewalk, you know, areas in front of this shopping center that has, like, you know, El Bambi, which is an awesome vintage clothing shop run by my very wonderful friend Emily Hines. Check that out. And Morningstar Coffee's in there, and there's like this restaurant called Huey's at the end, but it was closed. But we're just all lined up there, you know, we've got like tables and, you know, our shit out, and just doing it, man, just slinging it, fully dressed, like layered up, trying to stay warm. I was jumping around, I was like trying to get the rhythm in my soul, and I think I got it. So it was a blast. It was very fun, but I really literally did come straight home and set up and start to podcast here. I was telling my lovely, wonderful fiance Katie that I have an inner chill I cannot shake right now. But that might possibly be because of the grandpappy's medicine that I've been using to keep myself in good spirits and last through the cold for 4 hours. It was 5 hours we were out there. Yeah, so not too bad. It could have been colder, I guess, if you want to be that asshole, but it was cold. But it was fun, and I think it was successful, as successful as it could have been in the weather conditions that were happening. Either way, if you came out there, thank you. And check out El Bambi's other. They do all these markets, like, maybe once a quarter or something. I don't know. They're pretty rad. A lot of local artists. It was awesome. Anyway, man, yeah. I'm now finally back in the Library of Evil at Wayne Manor, trying to warm myself against all the candles that I've lit amongst my certain setups of fine candle equipment. And I'm trying to warm by those, and I think it may be working, or maybe not. I don't know, but I am here, and we're gonna do this, everyone. Shouts out to my man Rahul. Rahul, you really just barbecued the hell out of my brain before we left, didn't you? Well, I appreciate it, and I salute you, sir. Also, speaking of my man Rahul, you know, he does do the podcast Let's Compare Notes, that's also on the Mockingbird Network, and he's an awesome poet and writer, and he has a book out called It Doesn't Have a Name Yet on Ankle Biter Press right here in Houston. But last night, I went to what is called a carol show here in Houston, and it's an awesome, badass, secret show. I might have talked about it on an earlier episode, but it doesn't matter. What you have to, like, this, I just appreciate everything about this show, because you have to look at an Instagram post, basically, to get a phone number. You call that phone number the day of, get the address, they tell you where to go, and you have to go there first to get to where the show actually is. So it's all very mysterious. And then, like, once you get there, like, you're pretty much, you know, it's the show is like an art installation in itself, almost. Like, you know, the way that they, you go through and all this kind of stuff, it's amazing. And but the acts are you know, it's a variety type show. There's poetry, there's you know, feats of strength and prestidigitation and dance and all that. And but my man Rahul did his poetry performance last night to some like crazy awesome mad beats that he had, and some delay and stuff going on. So check it out. Coyote Bloodbath is who he is on the social media doing that, and he's gonna put some stuff out. And so great show, Rahul, but let's do it again soon. And also great Carol show. So if you're in Houston, check out the Carol show. what a time was had by all of us there. So anyway, now as I settle back in, I feel like I'm warming up. I've got my toes, I can wiggle. I went ahead and did the reading this week, and you know, these were interesting again. These cards, you know, they've come up before, but there was definitely a real common thread running through, and I kind of zeroed in on that as I read this. So first card I got, Queen of Cups. This is a very intuition heavy card. Basically say you need to trust your intuition, listen to your inner voice. It may be somebody that's in your life, or it might be a part of yourself, you know, that is reflecting that. Wait, what the fuck did I write? Oh, the actual, yeah, this might be like, you need to trust yourself, but somebody might step in and tell you to trust yourself. That's what it is. Or you will come to the realization to touch yourself and trust yourself. There we go. Whew, we're going to get there, everyone. Which I think that's, it's me. Like, I need to tell myself to listen to myself more. but then it says support and teach others by drawing on your intuition, you know, and the sense of calm that you've achieved and relating that to them. Also, this is one. Okay, this was something that I brought up the last time I got this card, that this is heavy on the heart. You make decisions with your heart and, you know, think with your heart before you use your head, which is something I do often and have done quite a bit. There's like a cool term in here. It says like, I need to develop my emotional common sense, probably. And I kind of am. And I feel like there's like some sharpening of that I have actually been doing as of late. Because man, it really does burn me when I get like taken advantage of by somebody, because I just like have this trusting or whatever. I go in and, you know, when I'm maybe doing more than I should and they're taking advantage of that. I don't know, whatever. I'm not gonna, you know, get into it, but that's definitely something that I need to think of. But the trust myself, trust your intuition about things stands out in this card. And then as we go to the next one, the High Priestess, well, there's no rival to your inner voice power than the High Priestess, my friends. She guards the thin veil that separates our consciousness from our inner voice. It says that this card appears in a reading typically when you need to trust your inner voice. Wow. Okay. So that's like really driving that one home. And you need to look for what's unbalanced in your life and get it together. I think I've had to think about that a few times, and I'm seeing where those those actually lie with scheduling stuff for myself and communication with, you know, everyone in my life, you know, in the just more effectively than or trying to be more effective. And I think that through these things, I see the little kind of rifts and bumps where I need that balance. And, you know, I'm not like, I'm not going to say I have it all flattened out yet, but I'm getting there now. You know, you kind of see the pieces and how to move them around. And, so that was interesting, and cool. So, and then the next card I got was Star. This is, the Star is telling you that you're entering like your blessed phase of your life. You know, it's filled with love, positive energy. It signifies that you're, you know, you maybe have been through some challenges and now you're out on the other side, and it's, you know, it's time to, you know, now you can feel the love of the situation. But it also says be open to new ideas and listen to the voice inside. Huh. Again, three times in a row. I think that that's a huge thing that I need to start thinking about. Maybe I doubt myself too much. Maybe that's what it is. And I need to stop doing that on certain decisions and just not doubt. But it also, you know, it brought up that you're experiencing things that are giving you a fresh perspective on life, which I am. Like every, you know, I seem to be doing a lot of things lately where, especially within my writing career, my perspective gets a little crisper and sharper. And it's almost like Matrix speed where, you know, when he like slows the bullets down and can see where they're coming and stop them, basically. I'm not there yet, but, you know, that's what I'm building to, basically. So you get a fresh perspective on that, which I'm getting, and honoring the person who you really are, which, you know, I think... you know, I didn't necessarily, I mean, everyone, it takes forever to figure out who you are, find your voice, you know, creatively and just as a person. It takes longer for some than others. And I think that it's a, you know, an ongoing thing if you're a growing person, and hopefully you are someone who likes to grow and learn. And, you know, but I know that I've kind of locked into who I think that who I know that I am. But you know, this just makes you kind of just think about, you know, the new experiences that I'm having and how they're shaping that, and to not discount those things, I think. So that was that. It's kind of like, I hope that wasn't like jambly rambly. It felt like it. I gotta tell you guys, it's fucking high as balls right now. I'm like, to borrow a term from Bert Kreischer, I'm higher than giraffe pussy right now, which is fantastic. Just that little reading, and I got excited, and just maybe need a little sip of my soda. It's just carbonated water. Don't get excited, everyone. But leading out to that, and aside from being high, I will bring it all back kind of to being at the market today. As I mentioned, the vintage store there, El Bambi, that hosted and kind of organized it all, is run by one of my very good friends, Emily Hines, who I've brought up before as being one half of the theatrical art group, Boottown, with Lindsay, her partner in that, running it like that. They were Boottown, and I say were because they're recently is no Boottown anymore, and you know, it happened a couple months ago, and you know, I was told about it then. I just didn't talk about it on the podcast or anything until now. But it's all good, you know. It's not like a bad thing. The relationship is just, you know, business wise dissolved. And, you know, Emily is still going to do grown-up story time and take care of that. Lindsay will be doing Neo Benchy and taking care of all that stuff. But there won't be any more of the joint shows, the puppet shows, things like that, that fell under the Boottown umbrella. Basically, that name, you know, that entity goes away. And, you know, while I was like, well, I mean, you know, Emily put it best. She's like, things don't last forever. And I always knew it would end some, you know, I knew it would end. But you just don't think about those kind of things. And Boottown has been something that's been so important to me. That, you know, of course, it kind of is like a little bit of a shock and a little bit of time to resonate and be like, okay, everything is going to be all right. Everything is good still. but I owe a lot to Boottown and Emily and Lindsay and Grown Up Storytime. And I will forever sing their praises, whether they are, you know, doing things together or separately. Boottown is forever in my heart. And I wanted to kind of like commemorate them in this this week's story about how I first stumbled upon the Grown-Up Storytime and how it helped to basically save my life. I call this one Rest in Power, Boottown. So, a few years back, pre-Boottown, I was trying to figure out how to be a writer, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. You know, I thought I knew how to write. I wanted to showcase it some places or get it accepted places. I just didn't know how to do that. So one day I was just looking for, you know, writing contests or whatever. I still was kind of lost in what I even needed to look for at that point. And I found this contest that was for a art center here in Houston that was doing a short story contest, basically, that you would write and then they would pick the best ones, I guess, or several, and then you would perform it at the end in front of everyone, and you know, you won money, right? So I just wanted to get into the contest. Whether I won or not was not even like what I was thinking about at that point. So I got into that contest, and then I did end up winning it. So it was cool. I felt good about it, but after that, I was like, well, what now? Now what do I do? I want to do more stuff like this. Where is more stuff? I didn't know. So I ran into one of the guys that organized the contest and worked for the art center and at Rudyard's one night. And I asked him, I was like, man, are there any like groups or writing groups or anything like that that, you know, I could reach out to? Is, you know, if anybody meets or anything? And he's like, He didn't know of anything at the time like what I was talking about, but we're at Rudyard's, which hosts a show called Grown Up Storytime, and he told me what it was. He was asked, have I heard of Grown Up Storytime? And I was like, no. So he told me, and honestly, at first I was like, I don't know. It doesn't necessarily sound like what I'm trying to get down with. Just because I was like, what, you send your story into them and somebody else reads it? Like, that was a weird disconnect for me, which is what I do say, which happens, like, when I tell, like, other writers about how it is. They're like, what? You don't read your own story? Like, no. But trust me, it's very, very cool and well done. But anyway, I didn't know that at the time. I was just kind of like, okay. I mean, that and that didn't really sound what I wanted. So, like, it just... conversation kind of ended there and went on about my way, and like a few months went by, several months went by, I would say, and you know, I never found anywhere else. I was looking, still looking for stuff. My marriage ended, and now I'm out, you know, just kind of floundering anyway, you know, you know, trying to be like, okay, now I definitely have to get my shit on track with this, you know, this writing, this, you know, being what this is what I'm gonna do. And I was out one night, been to a couple bars, I think, and went and ended up at Rudyard's. It happened to be the third Tuesday of the month, and it happened to be 10 minutes before Grown Up Story Time was going to start. I was there with my now fiance Katie and our buddy Patrick, who he's no longer with us. He didn't die, he's just not really our friend anymore, and we don't know why. So regardless of that, we, you know, walk in. I've had a couple pops, you know, here or there, pop a top again, and had a couple, you know, tokes of the old grandpappy harmonica. And I was like, dude, oh, I've heard about this. Let's go to this. It's like five, it's only $5. So, we threw down some cash. We went upstairs and, we didn't have to sit down long before it started. And within, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 seconds of the first story being read, I something like I just keyed in so hard, and I was like, I love this. I can do this. I want to do this. I just knew. I was already writing stories in my mind. I was like, ah, da, 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 da. I was excited for each story to see it, and I didn't want the show to end, but at the same time, I kind of did want it to end just so that I could go home and write. And that's what I did. I mean, like I said, when we got there, I was kind of a little, woo, you know, maybe, but like that all went away. Like I snapped out of it. I was focused. This was when, I don't know what to compare this to. Like just when you just kind of know what you're supposed to do, like, is there an analogy for that? Like the sun rises and also rises on you, my son. It doesn't fucking matter. Who cares? I just knew, like, I was very sure that that's what I was going to do. And I went home and I took notes. I started taking notes on stories, and I wrote a story like within the next like 2 days or something, and submitted it and waited. And they used it, and them, and getting that email was like, you know, pretty much life changing. Does that sound weird? It doesn't matter, because it's me and my life. And it really was like, you don't realize how things insignificant maybe are not so insignificant to other people on the other side. That's kind of goes back to what I was talking about last week with the convention recap, and kind of talking to those kids about reading. It's just one of those things, and to see that, like, that email come up with like, we're using it. I was like, holy shit, dude, this is fucking real, man. And I could not wait for it to be the third Tuesday of that month. I went in, I was so, like, you know, just super anxious when I got up there, and when they got to my story, and you know, it was read awesomely, and that was it. I knew, like, this is what I had to do. And I started writing every month for Grown Up Story Time. And I think I got in the next one, and maybe not the third one. And it took me a couple few months before I got really consistent, and I was getting accepted pretty much monthly. And I needed that. Like I needed that. It meant more to me than anything that at the time I needed. I don't know. I needed that, and without that being around, who knows? I don't even know what would have happened. you know, some of you may be like, well, you know, he's a fucking queen, he'll find your fucking way anyway, man. Maybe I would, but who knows? Maybe I don't. Maybe a butterfly flaps its wings in fucking the Yucatan Peninsula and you're fucking, you know, farting on a snare drum somewhere while a tidal wave happens. Who knows, man? But I know that they did say that saved me. And while I'll say that, you know, as we went on, like, you know, I've written for them for like 5 years now. And Rooster Republic published the collection of stories from which this podcast is based. John Wayne Lied to You. Those are all Grown Up Storytime stories. And now here I have this podcast and I'm talking about the stories, a lot of the stories. I'm telling them again, they have a new life and like a forever home where you can go back and listen to these episodes again if you like them or want to, whatever. And it's like, wow, fuck, man. And oh, also, like, I have books published now. I have no idea. I don't think that I could have done that without what Bootown gave to me. The confidence and the drive and just like the focus, you know, the direction. So while they are going, while it has gone away, there will be no more Bootown, and the shows still remain. Grown Up Storytime is still happening as Grown Up Storytime. You know, Neo Benchy will still be happening, and you know, both Emily and Lindsay will create, you know, whatever projects they want to work on independently, and they'll be amazing. I'm sure. They don't necessarily need to have a moniker that joins, you know, a group together over them. But they did for a while, and that was, I'll always remember that and how important Bootown was to me and is to me, and always will be. So Bootown, rest in power. All right, guys, you know, there you go. Just like kind of dipping back in the old adages of my mind there to talk about an origin story that results in like a weird meta thing where we come back to this, you know, podcast that wouldn't be happening if I didn't have the Grown Up Storytime stories, which then got published as John Wayne Lied to You, which then led to this podcast, which then led me to be able to tell you this story, which led me to do more cocaine so that I could work more, so that I could drive the bus to kids and earn more money so I could buy more cocaine and then get a television set, and then I'll throw that out the window. Do you see? This is like a cycle, man. Like, but I'm here. But we're here now. And yeah, so please do remember to check out, so don't forget to still check out Grown Up Storytime and go like their new Facebook page. They kind of changed some things, so stay connected with them on all social media at Grown Up Storytime. And it's so the third Tuesday of every month at Rudyard's, 8 o'clock show, 10 o'clock show. And you can submit your stories and you know, oh, the places you'll go, my friends. Anyway, also don't forget to check me out at johnwayneisdead.com for all my books, Charge Land, Death Packs and Left Hand Paths, and John Wayne Lied to You, and Ant Poster, and all, and the rest. And you can also buy records. Chris and I's new record comes out. The John Wayne is Dead album comes out in April, but we don't have an exact date yet, so stay tuned. And all of our shows are on there, as well as my reading appearances and con stuff. So johnwayneisdead.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate it. And I'll see you guys at the crossroads. Ooh, another crossroads joke. Yes.
Mockingbird Network.